flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, but it is 9 a.m. in New Orleans, Louisiana.
9:05, Jay.
9:05. If anybody's ever read the book Confederacy of Dunces, it's a brilliant, brilliant satire about all things kind of Louisiana and the Crescent City. And damn if this morning ain't Confederacy of Dunces. I don't know how to describe things. We are here. There's a whole bunch of different... So 106.7 The Fan, for those uninitiated, is part of Odyssey Corporation. And there's a bunch of Odyssey brands that are down here in New Orleans. It appears to me, I know this is Houston, I know Philly's here, there's a bunch of them, right?
Yep.
And I believe, and I'm not even saying this hyperbolically, I believe Odyssey's like the leading sports talk radio brand in the country.
Yeah.
But I think, I get the vibe anyway, we're the only ones actually on the air right now.
Yeah, because you happen to bring your stuff this time.
But even beyond that, like I get the feeling most of these are afternoons or, you know, there's different time zones involved. Whatever's going on,
yeah,
we're the only ones. Phil Perry's in the building. We're the only ones that had to be up at 10 a.m. And sure enough, we talked down the line to Jeff. Everything's cool. At 10:01 a.m., my man, whoever did, hopefully it was Adam Pohl. I know everybody loves those the most. Whoever was doing the update was probably in the update when the entire internet to the entire region
shut
just
down.
Dropped.
Yeah, yeah. And we just saw some guys running around here trying to look like they're working, but
yeah.
I don't think they're doing a damn thing.
I think they're hurting. Whatever it is, they're helping.
Whatever they started doing, they messed it up. And then JP, we all talk about how he can mess up stuff. He pulled out his wireless Comrex, and we plugged it up, and it's working. The hardline Comrex is not working.
Yeah. Now, let's be very clear about a few things. The odds of my wireless janky Comrex going down, high. I don't know about the odds of the hardline one coming back to life. I just remembered last year in Vegas.
Yeah.
Do you remember the... I think these networks down here just get overloaded. And this is Monday.
Bruh, listen
dog.
To me.
Imagine it by Friday.
Jay, this building here is bigger than any building we've ever been in.
This is the biggest physical
now,
size radio
this
row
is
I've
just
ever seen.
Hall G.
Yeah, this is nuts.
They have halls A through J. This is just Hall G.
Do you think this one's bigger than Vegas was last year? Because that was a big one.
Yes. But this actual
it's
room, maybe
yet.
Not. But they have six or seven more of them.
Well, I mean, I'm saying this actual room, I think, might be bigger.
It's huge. Because I remember they had the NFL experience in one of these halls one year.
Where kids are running
all
the 40.
On the other end. Yeah.
Well, and before the adventure of the internet and trying to just get the show on the air from Radio Row in New Orleans, we had my man Landini sick.
Yeah.
And I hope you're all right. Now, Jeff, good morning, Jeff and White Brian. How you guys doing?
Yeah, Jeff and Brian.
Good morning,
how you doing,
bro. We good.
We were just talking about your response to Landfill.
Yeah. So
when were you going to ask him how he was feeling?
Jeff, you are generally, of me, Landfill, B, and you, I mean this sincerely, Jeff, I think you're like the most empathetic, like you are the most compassionate of the four of us. I think Landfill's last, I'm probably second to last, then B, then you. Like you are an empathetic person. You want people to be okay. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
So when Lanfield texted us that he was sick, you just said, "Damn, dog, hopefully we can get some coverage." instead of like, "Hey, you doing, hope dog? You feel hope better, feel buddy."
Hey, man, Allen won't be in this joke, just me and Brian.
Now, I did tell him that, like, in a personal thing, in a personal thread. It was just so much going on this morning, dog. Like, this is probably top five, one of the worst mornings I have had. And literally, I was getting cussed out as he texts that. And then I come in here and everything just goes to bleep. But I told him Godspeed to a speedy recovery. I did.
Okay. Well, we're happy you did that. But I'll tell you like this. This my only problem this morning, they kept saying, yeah, the convention center is across the street from you. So I get out of my hotel. I walk right across the street.
Where are you?
I'm at the Marriott right there.
Okay. I'm at the Meridian.
I did not know that I walk across the street that I had to walk damn near a mile to get to the side where I had to go into the damn convention center.
I had the exact same thing, dude. I looked it up on my phone.
You were like, oh, I can kill a little bit more time.
Yo, it was a 7-minute drive or an 8-minute walk. I was like, I will walk. No problem.
Hell yeah.
Because the traffic down here.
But was it more than 8 minutes?
Imagine what a disaster this is going to be by like Thursday with all those one ways.
Yeah, that's why I'm moving
security.
Up out of the Marriott. I'm going closer in and I'm getting rid of a car.
Oh, dude, I'm not driving anywhere all week. especially because I think the avails for the teams are downtown too. Like, I think the Chiefs are at that Canal Street Marriott.
Nah, that's Canal Street. I'm at the Arts District.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the one that stayed in when we were here
when
for
the team was
the
here.
Saints
I remember
game.
You said
yeah.
that. I'm at the Meridian. It's nice. It's easy. It's close. But, dude, I had the same thing. So I was like, all right, 8-minute walk, no problem. And I texted CK earlier. I was like, I'll get there around 8:30. I got to do my credential pickup, whatever. And I get to the convention center. I'm like, cool. It's Hall A.
Yeah.
And I got to get to Hall J to pick up my credential. And I'm like,
no, you had to get to Hall J to get in.
To get my credential first. And then I had to come back to G to come
you
in
had to
here.
AJ.
I walked from the beginning to J.
Damn.
And then back.
Yeah, dog, you did some working out today.
Dude, I feel like I've already gotten my steps in. just a really remarkable. I don't know, man. New Orleans is such a unique place. Got in last night. Easy flight. Met this dude on the plane. Who's flying from England? I don't know, but I feel like my plane had a ton of international media coming to New Orleans because it was United, and he had just connected from London, and there were like all these dudes speaking German going to the Super Bowl. Maybe they're just big Eagles fans. I don't know, but it seemed like there was a lot of like international media coming to town.
There was a lot of media coming in because I got in here. I was on a 9 o'clock flight out of Dallas. And
you were on the earth, like, 9 a.m.
Yeah, because
right?
I wanted to go play golf and stuff. You know,
how was that? Weather's beautiful bro, all week. It looks like
I had on a long sleeve. I took that off after the first swing.
Really?
It was good, man. So I sat next to. What's his name? Arabia. All 32.
There's no way his name is Arabia.
No, the lady's name is Arabia.
Okay.
And she was like, "You Brian Mitchell?" I'm like, "Yeah."
You just got booked for a podcast while you were on the plane?
No, she was like saying all the stuff they do. She's an analyst. And I was like, well, you know, I don't think you ever heard me talk about analysts. And, I said, a lot of these analysis and stuff, it kills me. I don't like. She's like, no. I try to do stuff by the book, and I also talk football. And I know some of us can get on people's nerves. I say, oh, yeah, understatement.
We gotta shout these fellas out. The B. Mitch and Finley program starts at 10 a.m. Eastern, and we usually really lock things in about
9:58
Eastern. The Grant and Danny program. Grant was here when I got here.
When I got here too,
and Darius just walked in.
I was doing
their program starts at 3 hours and 48 minutes.
Jordy Holtberg, and I looked down. And I saw Grant. I say, damn, what time are you going?
I mean, God bless you, boys. I promise you, should things be reversed, you would not be seeing me. But that's all right.
You won't see me.
You guys are professionals, and we run a S show. I almost said the word.
Hey, he got the button. Jeff got the button.
We also, Denton, I'm realizing I'm going to have to sit there. We'll have to switch seats in the break. Just because, one, we need to be able to look at each other. Two, the stream cameras are picking everything up. So we're going to switch that up. We're learning. Everybody's learning. Brian, I've got breaking news on the fan.
What's that? If somebody told me that, you got to stop that.
Well, you tell somebody all the news I deliver is factual.
He told me if he sees you, he going to touch you.
All the news I deliver is factual. So whoever it is, don't touch me. That sounds weird. Denton, did you tweet out the photo of me and Brian at Radio Row? This is what the people want. Denton Day is here. You get a headset, Denton. Are you ready for breaking news, B? I'm serious, dude. This is breaking news at Northwest Stadium.
Well, say whatever you want to say.
Beyonce's coming to town.
Yes.
You could spend your.
I'll go see that.
You could spend your 4th of July with Beyonce
at
Northwest Stadium.
I'm going to be having some fireworks somewhere else, not with Beyonce.
Yo, I would love to have fireworks with Beyonce.
Is that a risk-at-all situation? It won't be that type of fireworks.
Let me be sure I've got the dates correct. Yeah, dude, 4th of July in D.C. and the 7th of July in D.C.
Mm.
So buckle up, man. I think that's dope. She was there. Beyonce played then FedEx Field three years ago, but it was terrible storms.
Yeah, rained like hell.
So let's hope they get good weather.
People were still out there checking it out.
I think it's pretty dope that she's playing 4th of July. I'm with 4th of July, Mark. I think it's a crazy
holiday. Remember last time she did
a
Super Bowl, all the lights went out. You know, Beyonce brings explosions. It was here in New Orleans.
She played halftime
of
the Ravens Niners.
And the lights went out. They had to, boom, shut down stuff.
Well,
the
let's
lady's
hope that
electric.
Doesn't
She's electric, dog.
She is electric.
She's booming.
She is booming. I'm going to tweet that out. Beyonce in D.C. on
Jeff
says
she's a huge Commanders fan. I don't know about all that, Jeff. I think she liked the Texans.
I find it hard to believe. Maybe she's a Jaden fan?
I was talking about Arabia when you was.
Oh, Arabia. Okay,
yeah, when
okay,
you was talking
okay,
about
okay.
her.
All right, there we go. There we go.
This is the person that you met on the plane?
Yeah.
I met a dude named Seb who was flying in from England because he runs all of the esports. Doug, this esports stuff, I'm not going to pretend that I'm locked in on it, but the money behind it, he's like, I was like, so, like, who do you work for? He's like, oh, you know, I'm a self-contractor, but I am contracted out by this company, Riot Games. It's owned by, he's like, yeah, our biggest sponsors are MasterCard and Mercedes. I'm like, all right, well,
okay, well
whatever
I,
you're
I,
doing
can,
is.
Can you put them over here?
Yeah. Yo, shout out to the Houston station. They got Yingling and a Lazy Boy, and we have Denton. So I don't know.
I like Denton. Denton said, "B Mitch, I got your credential. Call me when you get here."
Yeah, dude. What was great is CK was really helpful and sent me a text. He was like, "Hey, man, I got your credential," and I was like, "Awesome." And then, like a half hour later, he sent me a text. Yo, I actually don't have your credential. Sorry, I confused you with somebody else. So I, you know, things are really going my way so far. Denton has Ahmed's credentials, so Ahmed's in good shape when he gets here. B, we're going to hear – so a couple things. There was major, major sports news over the weekend. This trade is asinine to
me. Yeah, it threw me. And listen, everyone that I've talked to that look at basketball, look at football, all that type of stuff, and sports, they're like, what? This makes no sense. You got rid of a guy, Anthony Davis. Well, let's be real. He don't play very often because he's always hurt. But he's a defensive specialist, shot blocker. And then you brought in a guy who's an offensive guy who plays no defense and don't like to work out. So what is it like? You got rid of something and you replace it with something that doesn't. So what, are they going to just outscore everybody? Or is Maybe. This a move where LeBron keeps saying, I want to remain in L.A.? We know a lot of time when LeBron says something, he means the opposite. So is this a situation where this is to replace LeBron? Because eventually they think he's going to be gone.
Well, listen, Chris Miles is going to join us from NBA TV here in about, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. And Chris will give us a much better idea of what's to come with this trade. On the surface level for me, B, I think it is, I don't know, I want to try to stop myself from seeming too conspiratorial, but like the league seems to do whatever LeBron wants, and the fact that they get Luka, like to me, this is about LeBron getting another ring this year, and I think Luka helps him do that this
year.
Well,
one thing I know, you got to play defense to get a ring, and I don't know how much of defense Luka's going to play. And he's been
Zero.
A little banged up this year too.
Well, and he's out of shape, right? Like that's the whole
thing.
He's
out of shape most times.
Apparently he cost himself, and we'll have to ask Miles all this, like 100-150 mil by this trade. Like the Supermax triggers are much different when it's not the team you came up on or something. on the surface level, I saw that, and I was just like, what the hell? Maybe Luka's just a giant pain in the ass. Like, I don't know. That I'm allowing for some of that, too. We'll kind of have to just wait and see. I think the other kind of big piece of news, and Jeff, this may be news to you. I think I told Lanfield this. Commander's owner Josh Harris is going to address the media today. Obviously, we're down in New Orleans. We had made these plans before those plans arrived, but they're still going to get plenty of questions, and we're going to have if I had to guess, though, there's so many – I'm going to try to choose my words carefully here. There's so many flaws with the modern information ecosystem that, like, people see something on Instagram and determine that that is reality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I think – I think Josh Harris is going to set the record straight on a number of things today. I think one of them will be, yes, there's going to be some uniform changes coming. I think they're going to get the uniforms back to a more traditional look, right? Like, the closer to the uniforms you wore, B, which is dope. But, like, keep in mind that uniforms change in the NFL
all
frequently.
The time. Yeah.
And that's not a rare thing, right?
Yep.
I think, though, people, because they want something to be real, they determine it is real.
Yeah.
We got to stop, man. This dude, Josh Harris, is a multi-billionaire. He owns teams in the professional hockey, professional basketball, professional football. They own a big piece of a soccer team in England. I think one of the dudes owns a piece of the Guardians, Blitzer. Mm-hmm. Like, these dudes are no joke. And just because you see something on Instagram does not make it real, all right? They are not going back to Redskins. And please, like, stop believing that. Stop thinking that. And if you think there's some, like, lickety-split, flip-the-switch name change coming this offseason, I think that logic is incredibly flawed. I think if you look around, do I think they botched the name change? Yes. But do I think they went through all the proper legal challenges and all the procedural BS that's required from the league and everything else? Yes. And that stuff doesn't happen overnight. And
see, that's a whole new different group that botched that.
I agree.
Yeah.
And, dude, from what I understand, go back in time, there were people inside the building in Ashburn that knew Commanders wasn't the best name, but there was a dude that was already pretty mentally checked out that had the final say, and he was like, I want the path of least resistance. And what do you know? The path of least resistance was the name that kind of sucked in Commanders. Yep. So, like, there were people that knew, hey, maybe we try this or that, but they were told, nah, man, let's go easy route here.
Yep.
But I think we got to chill thinking we're going to blink and next week the name is going to be different. And if I had to guess, maybe the billionaire dude that owns the team that's been saying that for over a year.
You might want to listen to what he
said.
We'll
say it again.
Not all of these little people that's trying to make themselves bigger than what they are on Instagram. Especially what's happening.
Yes. Now, I'm going to confess something.
Yeah.
Brian is very good. Whenever we have reads, B is very smart. He has a folder. He writes in cursive. He prints it all out.
Don't get mad at me because I do things people don't do.
B, you are ready because you have it all printed out. Now, I am a digital era person. Mm-hmm. I have it on my computer. I'm good to go. And Lanfield sends out the live Google Doc of the show sheet, which has links to all our reads, and I'm in business, right?
Yep.
Lanfield's puking in the parking lot. So Jeff's in charge, and Jeff sends me a Microsoft Word that just says Leahy, but it has no read. There's no dynamic link.
Hold up. Lanfield spoiled y'all giving y'all the link to y'all reads. Y'all supposed to have the reads at the beginning of the week, especially if you knew he was out of town.
Let's do a few things. Listen. One, there is no one on the B. Mitch and Finley program that is spoiled by anything. So let's get crystal clear about that. And two, the producer's job is to give us the reads. I'm not even mad. This, like, it's just funny that you sent us. Can I tweet out a photo of this show sheet you sent us?
Because at
11, 11:30, 11:45, 12:30, and 1 o'clock, there's nothing on the sheet.
Bro, that's how.
Since we're so spoiled.
You are a journalist. Don't you read? I sent you the text message with the why it was empty.
Where's that?
Did you read the text message where it says, I just got the show sheet?
I just got the show sheet. Yeah, dude, we are so spoiled, man. But here's what I do know. If you actually want to be spoiled in the process of buying or selling a home, you need to talk to John Leahy. John is the DMV MVP of real estate, and he can sell your house before you even know what it's worth.
Yeah, looks like John. Fred reached out to John because he wanted to sell his Rockville home. So he called on John and the Fine Living Group to get the property sold again. This was Fred's 8th time trusting John and his team to get the job done. With John Leahy's VIP seller program, he got the home sold quickly and for top dollar. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer and start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our buddy, John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. That's John without an H. Go to johnsellsdmv.com, find out your home's value in seconds. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
I mean, it's stuff like that that makes such a difference. You're talking about probably the biggest financial transaction of your life. And there's very, very few things that are more important than buying or selling a home. And I think you need the best person for the job. That person is John Leahy. And if you just want an idea of what it's all worth, how much cash can you get, check out his website. Be told you about it. JohnSellsDMV.com. Go to the home valuation at the top of the page. You'll get an answer on the equity you're sitting on in about 30 seconds. You could be sitting on, what do you figure, 400K, 500K?
Yeah.
It's worth finding out, man. Call John. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to JohnSellsDMV.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. Shout out to my man Will Cavanaugh. I thought we were pretty clear in the first segment there, B, talking about the multiple obstacles we've overcome in the first 20 minutes of the program.
What'd he say?
But my man Will Cavanaugh still took the time to reply to me on Twitter and said, rough start, sports update delay, and multiple soundboard hits. Duh, dude. Everything's going haywire.
You basically just repeated what we said to you. Wow. Brilliant.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to get to the Rude Guest Hotline, bring in our friend Mr. Chris Miles from NBA TV. Miles, you there, brother? I have no idea if we're actually going to hear you.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Chris, we need you to explain.
Yeah, dude, we're confused.
How does this trade, I mean, what's going on? I know Luka is a bad dude, but you got a completely offensive guy, got rid of a defensive guy. It don't really make much sense to me.
So I know you'll respect this, B. Mitch, as the guy that understands culture and championships and a locker room cancer or an organizational cancer. Uh-huh. And one thing I haven't – Luka Doncic is that. And I think it's crazy because we see
Luka,
all the reports
about – You're saying Luka is a cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hold
so
on. Now, Miles, we are on the air. I want to be clear you're aware that this is public because I'm going to tweet this out and we're gonna piss some people off. I just want to be sure you're ready to rock.
So here's what I'm saying to you, right? After they went to the Western Conference Finals a few years ago, we did real training camp from Dallas. And you're thinking like, man, first of all, I love Luka's game. So let me be on record, make sure you guys understand, you know, but he's not Giannis. He's not Kobe Bryant, and there's some issues with him as far as how he treats management, how he treats his teammates, and the tea leaves are there. So let's go with the things that are on the record. Rick Carlisle, who won a championship with the Dallas Mavericks, was like, you know what? I'm good on this kid. I guess I'll go coach the Indiana Pacers, who don't have talent yet, and go coach a team again instead of deal with him, right?
Right.
You go look at Grant Williams, a guy that won a championship with, right? He's like, all right, Grant Williams is going to come in and be a guy that is like a locker room leader. Luka's like, get him out of here. Tim Hardaway Jr., another guy who stood up to Luka like, hey, man, you can't treat your teammates and the coaches like this, and he's not playing again. Get him out of here. Daniel Gafford, who comes in, plays amazing. You guys remember this a few weeks ago. Gafford wants to be traded. Why? Because Luka is bullying Derek Lively and treating Daniel Gafford poorly. So, Nico Harrison, remember, is a Kobe guy. This is one of Kobe's closest confidants. This is a guy that saw Kobe Bryant do all the things that he did. So, there's a difference between talent level. And we all know Kobe wasn't the nicest guy in the world. We're not saying Luka has to be nice. But there's a difference in I'm trying to squeeze talent out of my teammates. Let's go win championships. And there's another when Jason Kidd is on the court and you're in the playoffs saying, hey, and this is Jay Kidd now, these are the defensive principles we need you to do. And Luka's on the other end of the court shooting hook shots, ignoring the coach. These are things that we've kind of heard trickle out. And when Brian Windhorst, after game three of the finals, if you go look at that clip, he's like, go look at the clip. On the other end of that clip, I'm on the other side of the court. We're doing our post-game show, right? And I'm bringing this up for a reason. I didn't see that happen with Brian Windhorst, okay? We leave our post-game show on game three, and we're kind of where the players are in the tunnel. You know how this is, JP, right? Where there's no cameras, there's no reporting. You don't really talk about what happens there. And Luka walks by, and I see him. And, like, you know, I don't make anything of it because, again, I hadn't heard Windhorst. And he just goes and leaves. Whatever. No big deal. But Kyrie, who gets bashed all the time by the media, all the time, he comes over, and I see him. I'm like, oh, it's Kyrie. Let me leave him alone. They just lost game three. Played really well. He's probably not feeling it. He says, hold on. He tells his kids and his wife, hey, what's up, man? Daps me up. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not expecting him to talk. And he's like, hey, man, I appreciate you guys. He's like, good game, man. It's just, you know, down 3-0. He's like, hey, just we got another one. We got game four. There's a positive attitude. You know this, JP. When you are covering a team, when you cover the league, there are guys that have that. I understand that I'm a professional. I understand what the moment is right now. I'm saying that Luka being 270 is a report that he's on some Zion Williamson, Joel Embiid stuff, right? That's one thing. But the organization got tired of being disrespected by Luka Doncic. And they didn't think they'd keep their jobs if he was still their best player. And they weren't going to commit $350 million to him. Those are all things that are real.
So, but how does it make sense? How does it make sense for the Lakers then? They think that did he go all of a sudden change?
Maybe he behaves for.
No, I don't think they know what I just told you. You understand? Like, these are things that I'm like, I haven't seen this report. I haven't seen this reported to you, B-Mitch. These are things that, like, I'm around. You know this. I'm around people like, oh, well, I'm not going to report that. Whatever. All right. I just know this now. And there are other things around Jimmy Butler that. Yeah, but what I'm saying is the trade has happened now, right? So I'm not burning any bridges. You know how that is. And I didn't say people's names, right? Sure. But if you look at my social media, you can start to put two and two together, blah, 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 whatever. But we were at Real Training Camp in 2022, I believe, right? Where we're at their practice. And we watched them, and we talked to people in their organization. So as you know, I mean, these are things that in general involves other players too. And B-Mitch, you know this. I told you the reason I love Giannis. You never hear anything like this with Giannis. You never see anything. You talk to people, and it's the opposite of this. And it's what I told you guys with the Wizards with Bradley Beal. It's like, all right, trade this dude. And now you see where things are, right?
Yeah, I got you.
So I'm just pointing to, like, with Luka, I hope for the NBA, I hope for Luka that he continues to ascend. But he's not going to be first-team All-NBA this year because he won't qualify. And I think for the Mavs, they're like, okay, what if we lose our jobs because this guy is 270, and in 2 years from now, he's going to want us out of here. So let's get him out of here so that we could try to win a championship before he does. You know how that is, B-Mitch. That's what we just saw happen. It confuses people, but that's what it is.
It's OSP. Dude. Self-preservation,
we
baby.
Talk about in the NFL that so many decisions in the NFL are just driven by self-preservation, but I don't think it's just the NFL. I think it's pro sports. I think it's life. I think people that run an insurance office are also worried about self-preservation. Talking with our friend Chris Miles, NBA TV. You can follow him at Chris Miles TV. Truly one of the best to do it. So Luka just kind of sucks as a dude, huh? But what do you think?
But you can see that in his whole demeanor.
You see it in his game.
The way he plays, the way he acts, I'm like, this dude just, he thinks his crap don't
stink. I kind of hate watching him play basketball. It's so as good selfish, as he is. Dude. Yeah. Yo, he's fantastic. Yeah. And, like, some of the wild stuff he pulls off. I have a question for you, B, and then, Miles, I got one for you. Or maybe both of you answer this. In a league like the NBA, where it is so visible, how has no dude taken a swing at him? Like, how does he not come to practice one day with a black eye? Whether or not he could get the best of somebody, I'm not saying anybody.
He is still the guy that can get rid of you.
Here's the thing. Hold
Maybe
on.
Someone has.
So we don't know if that hasn't happened in practice. We don't know, right? So that's one thing. Let's just say that we don't know if it had. I would feel like there had to have been some sort of altercation with people in practice at some point. And we don't know what the straw that broke the camel's back is yet. We don't know that. What we do know is that on the court with the Dallas Mavericks, there have been scuffles. And it's Najee Marshall and P.J. Washington and those guys involved in the scuffles. But let's be clear, with the Dallas Mavericks, we have seen that. I'll give you another indication, right? Do you remember in the finals, like, the thing that Windhorst pointed to where Luka is on the ground and he's saying, like, you better challenge that to, like, the coaching staff? But my point is, when Luka's on the ground, he get up, Luka. Like, people aren't, the teammates aren't coming over. When you saw Wimby fall the other day, I forgot who they were playing. He got, like, pushed and he got up to run and the whole team was around Wimby. Uh-huh. I mean, there's just a different, like in basketball, because like in football, there's so many, everyone's tackling each other up and down, whatever. But in basketball, when a star player hits the ground, watch how the teammates react to that moment, and you can kind of tell how that player treats his teammates in the organization. And yeah. I think because the contracts in the NBA have gotten so exorbitant that, like, the Dallas Mavericks don't want to be the Philadelphia 76ers. They don't want to have the Joel Embiid situation where you pay a guy so much money, you start to build around him, and then you're like, oh, we're like, yes, MVP player, but what do we do now that our guy is not playing every night? And the Mavericks are in that situation right now this season.
Uh-huh. Not to localize everything and make it about football, but whenever I hear these conversations, I think back to Robert. Not the rookie year, but afterwards when – The whole drama, people were counting how many offensive linemen helped him up after he would get sacked.
Yep.
And you just – I understand NBA locker rooms have to be –
Body language tells you everything.
NBA locker rooms have
to be wild.
Hey,
Chris, that's basically what you're saying, ain't it?
It sure seems like it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. I wasn't even thinking of that because, you know, obviously I was in D.C. when that happened. Man, I'll tell you this. And with – the NBA, these guys are such huge stars. Like, you have that now in your quarterback in D.C. But, man, I can't think of a Washington football team or a Commanders player. You know, it's kind of weird saying that name without saying the previous name, but I guess I'm not allowed to say it right.
You can and say I'm it like, here, dog. I think
this is the biggest Redskins star that I can recall in my lifetime. And, I mean, Mark Rippon is the other guy I can think of. And I'm like, that was one year. Like, he wasn't the star that you have now. In the NBA, when a guy is all NBA, they kind of become that kind of star. Like, it's just the star power happens so quickly for an NBA player. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
totally.
For Luka to come in, be first-team all-NBA, think about it. He's got more first-team all-NBAs than Bill Russell, than Moses Malone. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's where this guy is as far as talent. And the talent is undeniable. But when you start to have issues with your body and you're only 25 years old and they can't control you off the court and you're insubordinate to a Hall of Fame, you know, former player who's a head coach who wears his hat to the back and is cool with everybody, and they bring in players to help you get to where you need to go and you're still acting this way, at some point you got to protect the culture and the identity of your franchise.
He think his ish don't stink.
He definitely does. We got to run, Miles. But
appreciate you, Chris.
Can him and LeBron win a title, though, this year?
No! They can't coexist! What is going on? Not 40, 25-year-old Bron, maybe. But, look, man, no. No and no. That was it. All right, man, you guys enjoy New Orleans. Get some Rock and Sake, man. Everybody know about Dragos, but go to Rock and Sake and get you some sushi, all right, my friends?
Thank you, Miles. Appreciate you, buddy.
Chris, I'm not getting no damn sushi in New Orleans.
B-Mitch is on the mimosa or bus train. All B wants is to drink mimosas.
No, I'm not.
Thank you, Miles. Appreciate you, bro.
Go to Commander's Palace, then. Go to Commander's Palace.
Yeah.
Make a call. Get us a table, dude. Thank you. Chris Miles. Follow him at Chris Miles TV. Absolutely fantastic at what he does and a good Instagram follow.
All right, B-Mitch and Finley here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi capability, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? Adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the absolute best. And they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Well, and here's the best part. Rude systems are whisper quiet. You're not going to get woken up in the middle of the night when your furnace starts going. Rrr, rrr, rrr. Rude's variable speed compressor ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in extreme conditions. It's comfort and performance perfectly balanced. And B, don't forget about the savings. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to 2 G's on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
We're talking about Rude, R-U-U-D, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude, it ain't right.
It's with us. What up, D-Day? How you doing, buddy? Apparently, Denton doesn't have a microphone, because why would you need one of those?
He has one, but Denton is working with 4 or 5 stations right now. He can't be focusing on us.
Denton busy, man.
Take care of my buddy.
He's wearing it backwards. B, something just came across my timeline here that is absolutely nuts.
What is it?
Andy Reid is the franchise leader in wins as a head coach for both the Eagles and the Chiefs.
Well, I mean, when you're coaching and you're good, you win.
But, dude, like, if you told me, like, all right, you know, he was the franchise leader in wins for the Panthers and the Eagles, like an expansion team, like the Texans who just came on.
You're talking about two prominent teams.
Yo, like, the Chiefs were in the first ever Super Bowl, I think. Didn't the Packers beat the Chiefs in the first ever Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
What's the famous?
Lanfield would say I was there.
With the famous picture of that dude smoking a cig at halftime of the Super Bowl, like that I think that dude was on the Chiefs, like,
yeah.
Hank Stram. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like, old school.
This is not like that's remarkable. And I got some Philly fan replied to me. Oh, Sirianni already has 53 wins. He'll pass Andy. Like, cool.
You don't know that.
Sirianni ain't going to have it for two teams.
You don't know that. You don't know if Sirianni would get there.
Right.
Because, like, this coaching thing, it's fickle. It goes up and down. But one thing that tells you, he's very consistent. That's what that tells you.
Totally, dude. You know? Just wildly, wildly impressive. All right, we got a lot of coaching news to kind of pay attention to.
But one thing before we go on to that.
Sure.
That is why we talked to Chris Miles just a moment ago. This is why I'm so confused by this trade. LeBron has gone out his way to say, I want to stay here for the long haul. LeBron normally don't talk a lot about something consistently. He normally makes one comment, he never says nothing again. Is that him? You think? Based what Chris just told us, I would think LeBron knows that because those guys talk about how guys are.
Sure.
LeBron not trying to babysit him, and LeBron damn sure not going to take a back seat to him.
I think.
Are they hoping that LeBron's work ethic and stuff rubs also on him? Because I don't see how that could work.
I think LeBron must think, because there's no way the Lakers make that move without his blessing or whatever. I think they think, yo, this kid's going to act different with LeBron around. That's the only way you do it, right?
Yeah. We'll see.
I don't see any other way around it. Here's what I want to do. We got a ton of coaching news going on, who the Commanders are allowing to interview, who they're not, kind of what it means as we watch all of this unfold. There's some fellas from Houston sitting, I don't know, B, what do you got, 10 feet away from us? 8 feet away from us?
That's a little longer than that, Jay.
12?
Yeah, we're about 5 yards, 15 feet.
You think that's 15, you think that's 15 feet from that dude in the blue right there?
Yeah, if you step here and you take some steps, I think it'd be about my 5 yards.
Okay. Well, I'm curious.
I've run it a lot, but I can tell you.
I believe I had like a 2.8 YPC at old BCC. I'm curious what's going to happen with Brian Johnson. I'm curious if there's going to be some movement of Brian Johnson to Vita Pritchard, and then in turn what that creates for David Blau, because I don't think it's a hunch. I don't think David Blau's going anywhere. Josh Harris addressing the media at 11:30.
Let's get it.